I shouldn't have made the noise. That was my mistake. But I yelled, "Out of my way, losers!" I made this stupid Red Indian war whoop, and Martin Rugby tackled me before I got halfway.
She has read recently in a magazine that scientists have discovered that real tears, tears of genuine and heart-wrenching sorrow, have a different chemical composition to the ones people cry when they watch a sad movie, or the ones people cry if they've been caught out loving someone they shouldn't. A woman who isn't their wife, for example.
Highly strung. A man with a good heart, sorely wounded by life, at a loss, feels it deeply, very deeply indeed, considers the world has done him a great wrong. Here we are.
By 7 o'clock, I'm still cooking. At least I think that's what I'm doing. Both ovens are roaring with heat. Pots are bubbling on the hob. 8 recipe books are open around the kitchen. I'm puce in the face and sweating. Do you know anything about cooking? Before I can answer, there's the most almighty bang from the microwave. Oh my God! What the hell was in there? Nathaniel demands. I was hard-boiling eggs for the canapes.
To deliberately puncture her face with a dirty old badge pin, what were you thinking of? Dad rages. We've had the wound cleaned, but there could still be infection, possible scarring. What were you trying to do? Make her into a freak, like you?